This is Space Kate at the UK Space Conference here in Liverpool, and we've got some breaking news. This is very exciting. Ian Jones from Goonhilly, he's the CEO there, is with me. Now, it's a brilliant word, Goonhilly, but for people who don't know what on earth I'm talking about, give us a brief introduction.
Yeah, okay. So Goonhilly was the UK's first Earth station. It was built in 1962. In fact, it was one of the world's first Earth stations. And it was built then to pick up the first transatlantic TV pictures from space using the Telstar satellite. And then it became the UK's big international telecommunications centre, owned by British Telecom. And then last January 14, my company, which is a small company, bought the site because British Telecom had moved out of the satellite business. So we bought the site and we've been renovating it, bring it back into use and diversifying the space communications work there.
So when you say that BT weren't using it anymore, had it fallen into disrepair?
Partly. It's got fantastic infrastructure there. It's a secure site. It's got power supplies, generators on site. It's got lots of big antennas. But, you know, the satellite business changes.
Enabling communications at BEEP. At any time.
Exactly. Allow our mobile phones to interrupt us. But that's the way it goes. So we've got this legacy of fantastic infrastructure and some very large antennas. Now, you wouldn't necessarily use those large antennas for commercial satellite communications these days. So our business model was to try and find other uses for these big antennas, and we planned to use the big antennas for deep space communications and for radio astronomy.
And so how's that plan coming along?
Well, so we've been working very hard in the background trying to develop that. We've been working with a number of universities who are developing radio astronomy receivers. But our big announcement at the Space Conference is that we've been awarded a contract with the European Space Agency to study the upgrade of our largest antenna, Goonhilly 6. So that's a 32-metre antenna, to see whether we could use it for the NASA Orion mission to the Moon. In 2018.
I thought they were going to Mars.
Well, they've got various plans, but so last year, the first Orion mission, it was an unmanned mission, was launched. It's a rocket that's very reminiscent of the Apollo missions. And since the Apollo time, any re-entry vehicle back into the Earth has only ever re-entered from low Earth orbit. And there's a certain velocity at low Earth orbit. You're traveling at 19,000 kilometres an hour. And that's difficult enough to, you know, you see the images of the rockets re-entering and all the flames and you know, the things you have to overcome to come in from 19,000 kilometres an hour. If you're returning humans from the Moon, it's a whole different trajectory. You're coming in, I don't know the actual figures, but you know, substantially quicker. And so all of those systems need to work so that in the end of last year, they launched their first mission, which did a big loop, probably about halfway to the Moon and back, and everything worked fine. So the next step is to actually send a mission to the Moon, and that's what we hope to be tracking.
Now, I mean, NASA's a big space agency. Why would they want to use an antenna in Cornwall in the UK?
So, well, first of all, the whole industry in the UK is growing at a tremendous rate at the moment. It's a fantastic success story. And so we have a new executive space agency in the UK, which is fantastic. And so we've created intergovernmental plans to work together. So that's the first thing. There's a deep space network around the world. In fact, there are a couple. One belongs to NASA and one belongs to the European Space Agency. And they're fantastic capability, of course. But what tends to happen in the space industry is that you you plan for the worst, but you engineer things for the best. And so very often what happens is a mission which should last for maybe a few months can last for several years. And that means that there's big pressure on then the ground network to be able to support all of these missions. So there's a need for more deep space downlink capability. Now, from our point of view, this is really interesting. We've taken over an old commercial SATCOM station, so it can make money and do contracts for commercial operation. So that means that we can lower our cost for providing deep space services, and that's our plan. So when we upgrade Goonhilly 6, what we'll be doing carefully is preserving the ability to do commercial contracts in the frequency bands that they operate. And then when it comes to do a deep space contract, which tend to be relatively short campaigns, then we can do that incredibly cost effectively. So it's a great way for space agencies to work together and provide each other with services.
Now, you say that you need to upgrade it. What do you need to do to the antenna? I mean, what are we talking about here? Actually, paint me a picture in my mind. If I'm walking along the front path to the Goonhilly station, what is actually in front of me? Let's start with that, and then you can tell me what you need to add to it to make it work for the deep space.
Okay, so Goonhilly 6 is a fantastic antenna for a start. It's a 32-meter antenna, and it's what we call a beam waveguide antenna. And that means it's got a hole in the middle and like a periscope arrangement of mirrors inside. So the signals from space are focused onto the secondary mirror, and then it goes down the hole and ends up inside the equipment room below.
Is it like a big satellite dish, or is it?
Huge satellite dish, that's right, yeah. And it sits on a building. So inside the building is all of the receiver and transmit equipment. As it stands at the moment, the equipment is all set up to operate in the commercial satellite frequency bands. And that means that the filters and the amplifiers and the receivers are all designed for that purpose. And the other thing is it's been designed to operate with geostationary satellites. So the computers that track the satellites, they know about geostationary orbits, but they don't know about any other type of orbit. So what we need to do is, first of all, we need to change the communication equipment so that we can include other frequencies as well. And then we need to look at the tracking motors to make sure that they're able to track. We need to look at the feedback mechanisms to make sure that the antenna is pointing exactly the right direction. And then we need to change the computers so that the computers know how to track objects going to the moon or Mars or that sort of thing.
And what happens next? We've made the announcement yesterday. Mm-hmm. In reality, what kind of timescale are you looking at for things to actually happen?
So we have approximately 9 months of hard work now, doing lots of measurements, testing, and then analysis of the new systems. And basically what we're looking to create at the end of it is essentially a costed business plan of to get us to the next stage. And then, of course, from that point of view, then we'll be making... we'll be talking to the UK Space Agency, and we'll be talking to the European Space Agency about how they might want to proceed.
Well, it certainly sounds exciting. And can we come and visit? I mean, is it just a massive dish, or is there something for us to come and look at other than a huge satellite dish? Which, you know, it's kind of interesting. If you're that way inclined.
Yeah, so Goonhilly in the past has had a visitor centre. Unfortunately, it's closed at the moment, which we're very sad about. We're working very hard to get that open again. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen this year, but hopefully by the time, if all goes to plan and we realise our ambitions for the Orion mission, we certainly hope to be open by then, and if not long before.
And then you'll have even more exciting things to have in the visitor display, talking about Orion and all the other deep space missions that you're supporting.
Indeed.
Well, thank you ever so much for your time. Is there just, do you want to give us the website in case anybody's interested in finding out more?
Yeah, it's goonhilly.org, and also on Facebook as well, facebook.com/goonhillyorg.
Thank you so much.